Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court will hear a case on President Trump's border wall efforts. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports the court will take up arguments on the use of Pentagon funding for the wall project.
President Trump declared an emergency last year to take money from several agencies to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Congress had refused to fund the project at Trump's request a year earlier. So Trump's emergency order triggered $2.5 billion in funds to be diverted from the Defense Department to the wall. Several groups have since sued to stop the move, led by the American Civil Liberties Union. A federal appeals court said the Pentagon money couldn't be used for the wall. However, the Supreme Court had already allowed the president to move forward with his plan while the case played out in the lower courts. Now it could come before the Supreme Court next year. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump concluded a campaign event in Arizona a short time ago, continuing to mock both his Democratic rival Joe Biden and his own coronavirus scientists. Trump's latest critiques coming just 2 weeks after his own COVID-19 diagnosis. NPR's Asma Khalid says it seems to show the direction the campaign will take roughly 2 weeks ahead of the election.
I think it speaks to the broader sort of difference of opinion between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You know, we saw over the weekend Trump mocked the fact that Biden, he says, will, quote, listen to the scientists. And he said at a rally that if he had listened to the scientists, the country would now be in a massive depression. And we've consistently heard Joe Biden point, you know, questions about the veracity of some of the claims that Donald Trump has made and the degree that he feels the president downplayed the coronavirus.
Trump has called the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, quote, a disaster, saying he thinks Fauci would have undue influence over Biden. Record numbers of voters have registered in Pennsylvania ahead of the deadline. Alana Elder of member station WITF talked with voters turning in their registration forms in person in the state's capital.
Most voters stopping by the Dauphin County Elections Office in Harrisburg are dropping off their mail-in ballots, but others are seizing a final opportunity to register to vote. Jaina Clemens recently moved to Harrisburg for work. Since she doesn't have a PA driver's license or ID card yet, she couldn't register online. And she didn't want a repeat of 2016, when, as a recent college graduate who had just moved, she missed the registration deadline.
I knew what was at stake there. I know that's a personal mistake I'll probably never get back, but I think there's a little bit more at stake this time.
The PA Department of State is reporting a total of more than 9 million registered voters, up nearly 300,000 from 2016. For NPR News, I'm Alana Elder in Harrisburg.
Stocks stumbled today. The Dow was down 410 points. The Nasdaq fell 192 points. This is NPR. Britain and the European Union are moving closer to resuming trade talks after the bloc's chief negotiator said he was ready to intensify negotiations on the legal text of an agreement. The move comes just days after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson declared the talks were effectively over unless there was a functional shift from the bloc. The UK left the European Union January 3rd. Digging is underway in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in a search for victims of the city's 1921 race massacre. A white mob looted and burned the prosperous neighborhood known as Black Wall Street, killing as many as 300. As Chris Polansky of member station KWGS reports, many of the victims have never been found.
In July, the city of Tulsa funded an 8-day dig at Oaklawn Cemetery, but no remains were found. The two spots in Oaklawn being excavated this week were chosen because historical records suggest bodies were buried there in unmarked graves following the attack. Brenda Alford is a descendant of massacre survivors, and she chairs the committee overseeing the efforts.
These were fine, upstanding members of our community who simply wanted a piece of the American dream, but truly received a nightmare.
Last month, a lawsuit was filed against the city on behalf of survivors and descendants demanding reparations. For NPR News, I'm Chris Polansky in Tulsa.
Finnish telecom company Nokia says it's been chosen by NASA to be the first firm to build a cellular communications network on the moon. The company announcing today its Nokia Bell Labs division has been chosen to build a 4G communication system. We deployed on a lunar lander scheduled to touch down in late 2022. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.